All right, Bob Sokoloff joins us, and Bob has been on our show before. He's got the great voice. He is one of the investors of the San Francisco Giants for many, many years, a successful businessman in the world. But, Bob, first of all, welcome to the show. Nice to see you.
Nice to be here, Marty. Nice to be here.
But Bob is here to talk about an event that's coming up on May the 23rd that I'm going to be part of that benefits the ALS at Cooperstown SF across the street, and it's very important, and we're glad to have you here to talk about it.
Well, Marty, you're one of the main factors why this event will be and has been a success in the past. It's going to be May 23rd, right opposite the Second Street gate, and it's for the benefit of the ALS Association. This is going to be our second annual, and it's a fundraiser to raise money for awareness, to help find a cure and help patients that have this horrible, debilitating disease.
Well, people should understand this. Number one, it's a great cause. And number two, from the baseball perspective, to see this exhibit. Adam, have you been over to see
it? I've been over once.
Yeah, so you know what we're talking about. Alan Beyer created it with the help of Ron Anderson and Ed Manberg and Joel Feldman and Alex Beyer and Philip Beyer and so many wonderful people. But there are exhibits, just as in Cooperstown, honoring so many Hall of Famers, baseball signed. It's the greatest collection of signed baseballs I've ever seen. So you get to be part of that, plus you get to be part of raising money for ALS.
Well, the museum is a gem. I mean, it's one of a kind. I mean, the only thing that can compare to it is Cooperstown, New York.
Yeah.
But the thing about this event is that we're having Pete's Tavern offering food, beer, wine. We're going to have several ex-Giant players there, Rich Aurelia, Sean Estes. I'm hoping that Orlando Cepeda will be there. Bochy may show up. It's a little bit after the game, and if he gets out in time, he will show up. But what's interesting about this, besides seeing the museum and all the things that it has to offer, the New York Cooperstown sent us these gifts to give out to each attendee. It's a pin commemorating Baseball Hall of Fame. It's a patch. It's really very generous of them to do. It's a flock decal, and I don't know where you put it, but it's a beautiful thing to have, and it's very generous of the National Baseball Hall of Fame.
Well, Jeff Idelson is a big supporter.
Very much so.
Very much. Well, so. Very good. Very good.
I have to tell you about our door prizes. We got some great
come on, the door prizes are great.
Well, the door prizes, a Buster Posey autograph ball, that's an autograph bat, not an autograph ball, Pablo Sandoval autograph baseball, four lower box seats, and a half-hour field visit during batting practice, excluding a Dodger game. Will Clark will autograph something. You never know what he's going to come up with. From Mike Kruko, a baseball autograph by the broadcasters. And the 49ers are going to send us a helmet autograph by defensive lineman Ari Armstead. So we're getting a little football in there. Maybe we'll work on the hockey team. Maybe we get a hockey puck or something.
Well, a nice jersey would be nice. How about a beer-soaked jersey from the 49ers?
How about that from the 49ers at the Sharks game? Right. That's what you're
Gary
looking for.
Gary Radnich, you didn't hear that from me, but Gary didn't like that.
No, Gary was not
but,
a fan.
Bob, how does one get tickets for this? This is very important.
Well,
where do you go?
The simplest thing is to go online to Mavo Books.
M-A-V-O.
M-A-V-O. That's Chris's website. And by the way, we are limited to the amount of people we can have in the museum. And we're already up close to 75, and the museum will only let us allow 100. So there's only 25 places still available. And time is getting close. It's
just a
couple weeks away.
All right. And we have to always mention Alan Beyer.
Oh, you got to mention Alan.
It was his dream. I know. And he created, with the help of the people I mentioned, but an amazing, amazing exhibit with his own hands of every detail. Really amazing.
Marty, can I also mention something about another event the ALS is letting us do to raise funds?
Sure.
On May 18th, that's a Saturday, we're going to be having a book signing at the San Jose Giants ball game. And that's something that was arranged through the help of the San Francisco Giants and the San Jose Giants. And it's something that I don't think we've ever done. We did one in Sacramento last year with the we're not called the River Cats anymore, are they?
Sacramento River
Cats. They still are.
They are still River Cats. Yeah, we did one in Sacramento with the River Cats, and that was successful. And we had a book signing in Scottsdale where we sold a couple of hundred books.
I was there.
You were there. Yeah. You were a big help, and so was Dave Dubecki and Jeffrey Leonard. So the players are supporting us and being a big help.
Very good.
So we're looking forward to May 23rd and May 18th.
Now, did you get your Pablo Sandoval, Pablo Can Pitch bobblehead?
Tonight. It's tonight. I haven't gotten it yet.
I know people in charge. I know people.
Do you really?
If you need one, we could probably get you one.
Marty's the guy to talk to.
We can make it happen. I'm
Thank
the godfather.
You. I appreciate that very
we'll
much.
We'll make someone an offer he can't refuse, and we'll get one. But I appreciate you being here, as always, and your son Steve and your wife Audrey, you know, just a wonderful family.
And well, you know that Chris is here, too.
Chris is here.
Chris is here, and his book, Falling in Love with Baseball, is not only a little history of San Francisco Giants baseball, it's a good baseball book for anybody that wants to read and enjoy reading. In other words, it's good for everybody. It's a coffee table book. It's a great gift. And with Father's Day coming up, it makes a great Father's Day gift.
Well, and Mother's Day is tomorrow.
A lot of mothers come to the ballpark.
Come on, are you kidding? They're here, millions of them. They're all over the place. It's very good. We're glad to have you here. And can you do one thing for me? Can I borrow your voice for the rest of my career?
Hey, yours has done okay, Marty.
That's all right. I'm a kid from Brooklyn. But you got the, you know, where did you grow up?
San Francisco. Yeah. I'm a native.
Okay. Yeah, he has the voice.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, why don't you get me a booking somewhere? I'll be happy to do commercials.
We have an event May 23rd at the ALS. I'll have you there.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Right. Nice to see you, Bob. Thank you.
Good stuff.
All right, that's Bob Sokoloff. Great to have him here. May 23rd. Take a look at mavobooks.com.